Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I want to thank Alyssa Curtis for all of her help and a report from WWL-TV. She's busy, and hopefully we'll hear from her again. Newell Norman joins us. Newell, I was talking about being able to follow the path of the storm by watching the outage map online, and you said you pretty much experienced that as you drove in?
As I was listening to you, I'm coming down the interstate not too long ago, and the lights are going off as I'm passing them.
And the neighborhoods is...
No, the neighborhoods were still fine.
It was just streetlights themselves?
It was just the streetlights on the interstate.
All right, so tornado warning in St. Tammany Parish has expired. Just let me quickly recap this. Flash flood warning, St. John, St. James, Lafourche, Plaquemines, Jefferson, Orleans, St. Tammany, Livingston, Tangipahoa, pretty much as the storm makes its way through. We're looking at some heavy rain. Did you see any street flooding coming in?
There were some streets with about 2-3 inches of water on it. The underpass at the railroad track on the interstate was fine. It was clear. No water on the interstate at all, which was good. I only saw a few cars, mostly police cars. I saw probably almost a dozen police cars on the way here, which is good.
Yeah, speaking of police, a friend of yours on the line, I think you know who he is, Joe Lapinto, Sheriff of Jefferson Parish.
Who that?
How you doing, Sheriff?
I'm doing great.
I'm got two sheriffs with one greeting. How y'all?
We're doing good.
Joe, I was just making my way down here to the station, and I was going down some of the streets in Old Metairie, just kind of checking them out. A little surface water, but nothing, huge by any stretch of the imagination. Are you hearing anything?
No, that's what we're getting so far. It looks like we have about an hour left until this wall gets past us, and then we'll probably go out and assess some more. We're still dispatching calls and still have people out on the street. I'm listening to the radio now. We'll know a little bit more in probably about an hour or so, but we certainly have enough people to go and respond and get out afterwards. And actually, I just got an update from the EOC. They're watching it, and no major issues as of right now.
Let me say this, Noah, real quick, and Joe, I'll ask you. I got a call from somebody with the Orleans Parish J. Vice Communication District. Apparently, AT&T and T-Mobile customers, and we reached out to AT&T. They were not aware of this. We're having a hard time calling 911, so the alternate number for Orleans is 504-671-3600 if anybody in Orleans Parish is to call 911. Have y'all had any kind of problems like that?
We have not, although they've had some problems on their end in the past. But generally speaking, no, we have not had any problems. In fact, I just called a little while ago from my AT&T number and had no problems in Jefferson Parish. So I can't speak for Orleans, but we're not having any problems I know about.
Okay.
Any updates, Joe, from Grand Isle?
You know, I talked to Mayor Calmerdell probably about 3 hours ago. They ended up getting probably a little lucky. They had a little air impact, when they were about when that wall was going to kind of hit them on the side. So it wasn't even raining for them. Wow. Certainly they had some water over the road at normal places, but it looked like some of it was even going out at Cavanita Pass, although it was probably 2 feet on the road, closer to the the boat launch. I've lost the name of it right now.
Yeah.
But I haven't talked to the mayor in probably about 2 hours. Spoke with Lafitte a little while ago. Again, flooding in the areas where we expect to have flooding, but it didn't appear that they were even going to put the sandbags across the road to block the road tonight. So hopefully all of this continues to just come in quick and then gets out of here in the next few hours. I think we'll have high tide overnight, but he didn't expect to have to close the road, which is all good.
And I'm looking at the outage map on the Entergy website, and Jefferson Parish looks like it's faring fairly well.
Yeah, it just looked the same. It looks like about 31,000 customers out right now in Jefferson Parish. And let's see if I just look at that, 38,000, so a few more since I just looked at it. But as you said, it even looked like Grand Isle and Lafitte still had power, according to the map. So, those things are still good. I know Grand Isle was really beefed up over from the last storm. So we've got one of the best, grids in Grand Isle right now, just from the last storm. And it looks like, it's still up and running.
Is there a curfew in Jefferson Parish or not?
We did not put a curfew in place, without a mandatory, even a voluntary evacuation. I didn't think it was a good idea to put a curfew, allow people to have to move if they have to. I mean, look, the roads are empty right now. Nobody should be out in this storm. We'll reassess the damage overnight tonight and in the morning. And if I have to implement a curfew for tomorrow night, either partially or parish-wide, we'll certainly communicate that. But, curfews are mainly for post-storm activities, not necessarily pre-storm activities. And, you hope people are smart enough to be off the road during the middle of this storm right now. But so we don't have a curfew, in fact, but I'll reevaluate that for in the morning.
As they say, hope springs eternal.
Yeah, sometimes. Human nature is crazy, because if the weather's like this and you ask somebody to go to a grocery store for you, they'll say, are you crazy? But yet, to go joyride, they'll get in a car and do it, right?
Yeah, they will. I mean, look, and you can't see the wires that are down. I mean, we certainly have wires that are down in Parish right now. We certainly have trees down. Give us through the night until the morning to kind of clear some of that to get out of the way. Again, I think the worst is on us right now. I think we'll have another, hour or so of storms, and then we'll be out in force tonight to try to clear as much as we can, along with our partners with energy, and try to get everything reestablished and then, back to normal by tomorrow afternoon, hopefully.
You want to recap the procedure for when the traffic, and look, you don't want to go driving around unless you have to, even after the storm is over with the traffic lights, but I know that's a problem in Jefferson Parish. I think y'all had a hit and run last year or one storm as a result, or maybe the lights were out. I don't know exactly what it was.
Yeah, that. I mean, lights are out. You treat every intersection, whether it's a stop sign, whether it's a light, as a four-way stop, and slow down. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. There's water on the roadway. Everybody needs to slow down, no matter where you're going, where you're trying to get to. Especially, the lines across the roadway. You can't see them in the middle of the night. And when lights are out and the street lights are out, you're going to run into them. And so we want everybody to stay off the street at least until daylight. Give us a little bit of time. And if you can, the reason all the schools and stuff are closed tomorrow is for you to stay home. Clean up your backyard, clean up around your house. Don't throw anything stupid around power lines, and then we'll take care of getting the rest of it taken care of, everybody.
Yeah, speaking of stupid, you had the line of Ida, I think it was, with this idiocy that went on at the gas station. Just a word about that, Joe, if you would, please.
Well, look, unfortunately, we had a murder just after we made that comment. But, people lose their patience in times like this. And we were having disturbances after disturbances at gas stations for people that were trying to buy gas. And we understand that that's a need, but if you remember, that was a different storm that we asked people to evacuate for. If you stay in town, make sure you have enough resources to be able to stay without power for several days. And in this case, they didn't. And then they were fighting over gas, and every chance that they got, we were getting called to handle disturbances at gas stations. And, my police officers were calling them the infamous gas hole at that point in time. Which was, of course, made it viral. But at the end of the day,
I think it was good because it's a good way to remember. Because you know what, Joe, one guy's dead and the other one's still in jail, right?
Is
he out with time served?
That was 3 years ago, but I think they ended up doing. Yeah, I don't remember the outcome of the case, but
they said 25 years.
The gas oil comment was actually before the homicide that occurred.
I didn't realize that. So just don't be an idiot, right?
Asshole's into Webster's now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And also about driving through flooded streets?
Well, again, slow down. Look, the streets are made to hold water. That is a catch basin, basically, waiting to be able to be drained out. You are supposed to have street flooding. The difference is you don't want the water pushing the vehicles pushing the water into people's houses. You shouldn't be on the street at all. If you are happen to be going through, standing water, the slower you can go, the better, in order to make sure you're not pushing into somebody's house. Because, of course, if they don't have water in the house and you're the one that pushes it in, they are not going to be happy, and I don't blame them.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it, and stay safe out there.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, Joe, Newell was even patrolling on his way into work.
Yeah,
today is the 7th anniversary of being employed by WWL, and you were even on patrol on the way in, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Always looking.
8:15, we'll take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to Jacques Thibodeau, the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness Communications. He's the director of GOSEP, not the communications guy. Either way, we'll talk to him and get the latest when we come back. Continuing hurricane coverage, Newell Norman. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.